our studios in Austin, Texas, this is Drinkin' Bros Fake News with Ross Patterson, Dan Holloway, Papa G with the traffic.
How do you feel?
Not good.
Yeah?
Field reporter, Hot Bob. And Delco Dan with sports. Welcome to Fake News.
Yeah, welcome to Drinking Bros Fake News, everybody. Bringing you the realest, fakest news of the week. What a civil unrest at college campuses, Anthony. This is madness. This is madness now. If I'm Hamas or Israel, does everybody just lay down their guns and bombs after this week because of what these white kids have said all over the nation?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. You're really in deep thought on this.
No, I just, I want everyone to lose. It's one of those situations where I hope everybody loses.
In the Middle East?
No, I don't care about that at all. I'm completely ambivalent about that. I just want everybody here to lose.
Yeah, same. But we do have some winners this week. Throw them a rager. Here's the top story. Pi Kappa Phi fraternity at UNC Chapel Hill has apparently had enough of this campus bullshit. Bob posts the picture there. Earlier this week, a bunch of fucking morons who thought Hamas wouldn't cut their heads off tried to rip down the U.S. flag until a group of fraternity brothers stepped in and saved Old Glory. I'm sure you guys have seen this by now. So let's read their statement on GoFundMe here. Bob, if you will. I think this deserves a Bob read today. A nice, good old-fashioned, dramatic Bob read. It's in that link.
Yeah, I'm getting it.
Go down to the up. There's an update paragraph at the beginning. So I would read that last, probably, if it were me doing it.
Yeah, if it were him, obviously, yeah. But it's you,
and Bob. Take your time, by the way, because we're gonna live.
We're gonna live forever, dude.
You didn't send it to my email. I had to go into Gmail. Sorry about that.
Oh, look at that.
No, it's definitely sent to your email.
Yeah, I didn't go to mine either. By the way, I had to go in through the other one.
It's definitely all of your emails.
I don't know. I think it's a Dan thing today.
The GoFundMe here is
pop it up. Look at these guys, dude. Look at these brave warriors.
Well, first of all, it's raised $438,000.
Holy shit.
So far. Bill Ackman, you know, the famous investment dick, gave him 10 grand. A bunch of people have actually donated $10,000.
John Clark gave $10,000. Don't know who that is.
Yeah, dude.
That's really funny.
Okay, read the story, Bob.
Adamson. So, commie losers across the country have invaded college campuses to make dumb demands of weak university administrators. But amidst the chaos, the screaming, the anti-Semitism, and the hatred of faith and flag stood a platoon of American heroes, armored in vineyard vines in Patagonia, fueled by Zin and White Claws. These triumphant Bohemians protected Old Glory from the unwashed Marxist horde, laughing at their shrieks and wails and shielding the stars and stripes from Soviet missiles. These boys, no, men of the UNC Chapel Hill Pi Kappa Phi, gave the best to America, and now they deserve the best. Help us raise funds to throw the frat a party they deserve, a party worthy of the boat-shoed proletariat who did their country proud.
Yeah! Give a round of applause for that. There you go.
Just to reiterate, it was boat-shoed bro-letariat.
Yeah.
And we will have we'll have something to say about that.
We'll have a t-shirt. Yeah, we'll have a t-shirt.
Probably by Monday, I would guess. It'll be live this weekend, but it'll be, we'll see. It's a Broletariat shirt.
Yeah, Broletariat, which fits perfectly with our show here.
Well, wait, then they said there's an update. We were overwhelmed by you glorious patriotic Americans who value good beer and great times. We're in contact with multiple leaders from fraternities whose members also helped defend the flag, including Alpha Epsilon Pi.
Which is a Jewish fraternity.
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah.
There you go, dude.
Let's go. I think Alpha Epsilon Pi actually runs the U.S. government.
Maybe.
That's what people are saying.
A lot Jews of people do. Are saying, then, I love, dude, they throw, dude, Jewish fraternities fucking rage. Dude.
Then Pi Kappa Psi as well was involved. So our gratitude goes to all of them. We'll update supporters on what comes next. And then
there's another update.
Yeah.
They hired a fucking event planner who from used to White work House. In the White House.
So she's down in North Carolina now. They're working to identify all of the people that were involved there so they can make sure everybody's coming to the party. GoFundMe actually sent someone down there as well to make sure that they get all the funds correctly.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, those guys are always pretty good, to be honest with you.
Yeah, and then they said, no, GoFundMe's terrible.
We used them before. They were great.
We use Indiegogo. We never use GoFundMe.
We use GoFundMe for Lopez.
Oh, well, GoFundMe is a communist organization.
It's fine. Everybody's a communist organization at this point.
No. Yeah. They froze people's bank accounts and shit like that.
Everybody's
like
doing it.
No, it's not.
Bank of America, Chase. Everybody's pulled everybody's accounts across the board.
I've never had anything pulled from Chase. But anyways, they go on to say, it was 48 years ago this week that Cubs outfielder Rick Monday, I'm sure everybody remembers that. Rick Monday, who was a veteran, by the way, snatched the American flag from the grimy hands of long-haired Trotskyites. Saving it from incineration, the crowd thanked him with a standing ovation. Today, you're that crowd. You gave those great flag-saluting Patriots the honor they so richly deserve. We hope your generosity is a message to every college campus in America. From sea to shining sea, this country's great. Worth defending, the flag means something, and America takes care of her own. From the river to the sea. Palestine doesn't exist.
Yeah. Now we
have Rick Monday right there, by the way, snatching a fucking flag up from some cunts that were trying to burn it.
Yeah. Now we have an update on this. The only thing that we were disappointed in is that they said White Claws in the GoFundMe there, and we said, how can we help? How can we help these beautiful bros? And we sent them 20 cases of Hard AF Seltzer. This just happened about 20 minutes ago here. Had my parents actually drop it off. There they are. Give them another round of applause for these heroes out there. Now, my parents said shit got crazy there, and I don't really know why. So I'm gonna pop them on the phone here. They were just on campus with them. Griffin. They were chatting with Griffin, they said. Mm.
Yeah, we sent them like 20 cases of booze so they can... That's enough for one frat party.
Just to rage tonight, yeah, right? Because I know there are parties in the future. Mom, you're live on Drinking Bros, okay? Oh, boy. You're live on Drinking Bros, Mom.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
You're live on Drinking Bros.
Oh, hello. Well, we had an interesting afternoon today.
Yes, we did.
Okay, so you dropped off the 20 cases over there. How did it go? Was it crazy around their house?
No. That wasn't the story. We pull up in front of the fraternity house. We go up to the door. A man answers the door who says he's chancellor of the fraternity, with all the fraternity brothers behind him. And I said, we are with Drinking Bros Podcast. We just wanted to say thank you for what you did. We have some Hard AF Seltzer for you, a veteran-owned company. And he said, we can't accept anything like that.
Really?
Yeah, and he shuts the door. Now, the fraternity brothers behind him are losing it. they are wailing. And that, so we walked back to the truck, and two guys snuck out of the back door of the fraternity, come around to our truck, and they go, hey, we want the AF Seltzer. He's like, we have a private house, it's a couple streets over, could we take the seltzer over to the private house? Yeah. And I'm like, okay, and I'm like, do you want us to drive you over there? And they're like, yeah. So they just pile in our truck. And we drive a few streets down over there. All these guys come out of the house. All pleasant, all wonderful, shaking our hands and everything. They couldn't have been more thrilled.
That's awesome. So I can speak on this a little bit. We had an annex house to our fraternity in college as well. Usually when you have alcohol at an event, it does have to be sanctioned by the Greek system. So that makes sense. The chancellor of the fraternity actually did the right thing there. And you got to take the booze to the annex house. That makes sense. How were they in real life? Were they cool guys?
They were the coolest guys. They were so cool. Every one of them were shaking our hands. A lot of times anymore, you don't see that. And that they were the one, and I said, I'd like to get a picture of you with the seltzer. And they said, wait, we're going to go in and get our extra flag, because the flag was hanging from outside.
That's awesome. They were stoked about it. Did they tell you the response that they've been getting so far from everybody else?
Yes, they said that there's been so much media around, and in the news stations and that kind of stuff, that I think that's probably why that chancellor answered the door, and that kind of stuff. But they were very, very interested. They loved the Drinkin' Bros show. They were a shout out to Griffin, because he was very interested in the business of the Hard AF Seltzer.
Great.
And coming over and talking to us about that. So, great fraternity. They treated us very nice. Of course, they took all the seltzer out of the truck. We didn't have to do it. We drove the two guys back to the fraternity house. I said, do you want us to drop you off down the street? And he's like, no, it's okay. I'll just go in the front door. I'm like, okay, fine.
That's awesome. Well, look. We're live on air here. We appreciate you guys doing this. Pop up that pic one more time of these fine warriors out there. And I'll Venmo you some cash after the show. I love you guys. Always appreciate the support and dropping off some hard AF seltzer at UNC today.
Well, we love the Drinkin' Bros, and we're heading home to have pizza at hard AF seltzer ourselves.
Sounds like a hell of a Thursday. I love you guys. I'll call you later.
All right. Bye-bye.
Oh, that's so great. My parents did this. Holy shit, dude. That's awesome. Congratulations, you guys. There is cool shit in America sometimes. I love stories like this. I think it's the first positive story we've led with in a while on this show. And it's good to see. Hopefully this catches on at other universities and all that other stuff. Did you hear about Big and Rich offered to play for free?
I don't know who that is.
Country band. Big country band there.
No, I'm not familiar, but that's cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
I a lot of people have been reaching out to him. I was going to say, I wrote in the notes, if you're worried about the future of America, it's probably going to be fine. Because on the other side of the country...
Mm-hmm.
University of Portland.
Oh boy.
Some Antifa people were doing their little gay protest thing, and cops started to surround the place because they were going to start making arrests and stuff. I swear to God, these guys cut up plastic trash cans to make shields. Bob, yeah. Go to Twitter.
You're a kid. Is this going on right now?
It's so goddamn funny. I think that's it right there.
There's a better one. Let me find it real
quick.
Yeah,
I mean, it's so funny.
No, this is it. This is it.
You see him like running out with fucking... Look at these assholes.
Oh, my God, dude. Oh, my fucking God.
So on one side of the country, you've got fucking bros with collared shirts on, protecting the flag. And this guy trying to bull rush cops with half a Rubbermaid. God damn it. Are you fucking kidding me? That's the dumbest shit I've ever seen in my life.
Wow. Wow. Some of them just have umbrellas.
Like, what do they think they are? Well, it is rainy. It's Portland. You don't want to get wet and beat the shit out of by the cops. For fuck's sake. I mean, look at the guy. He's running with that thing. Man. He's like, oh, we're doing it. These people, and they, oh, my God,
well,
man.
Well, their main problem is they didn't hold formation.
Yeah, the Roman phalanx. See, these guys should have watched some fucking television before, because you could figure this shit out. Watch 300, dude.
I mean,
funnel those cops into the fucking goat path in Thermopylae and fucking just start stacking bodies. What are you doing,
if
guys?
If I was their centurion, I would have been furious. You know what I mean?
Oh, is that a thing?
Well, no, I mean, but like a centurion. A centurion is like the sergeant, right? Of the
sergeant at arms.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. So, and then there was the UCLA one as well, where there was like this fucking 5 foot, 110-pound girl standing guard, like looking around all menacing and shit. Mm-hmm. I don't even care about any of this, but I would have loved to just walked up really casually to her and breech kicked her right in the chest, and sent her flying like 50 feet back. Like, hey,
We do have some video footage of the UNC people as well.
Yeah, the UNC guys, the fraternity raising the flag.
There's a couple. I'll play.
Yeah, pop this one up here.
And they're just like holding up the flag and laughing at people who are trying to do something.
They're just like,
but look at the people screaming at them. What the fuck are they going to do to a bunch of fraternities? Nothing.
They'll get the shit kicked out of them. That's why they're not doing anything.
Throwing a water bottle from the back.
Yeah, from like 30 feet away because they're fucking cowards.
If you hate this country so much, get the fuck. Like, I don't understand. Get the fuck out. Yeah. Go to Gaza. Help out, dude. They need help over there. They're getting fucking bombed to shit.
But I mean,
if you really want to help them.
The anti-colonialism thing is really funny to me because they're like, we're a colonialist, whatever, too. Like, I don't understand why they don't do something like seriously, if you want to be the change you want to see in the world, I actually do understand why they won't do this. But convince your parents not to sell their house, right? Convince your parents to hold on the house till they need to move into a home. You take the house and then you give it to a fucking Native American.
Mm.
Give the land. Give the one piece of land you can give.
Yeah, give back.
Or level the house and let an American buffalo live there.
Yeah.
Right?
No, yeah.
Let's go all the way back. I'm talking about species reparations now. I'm done with fucking people.
We're doing
species reparations now.
The Native Americans or whomever, well, the people who first crossed over.
They were like Nordic, weren't they?
No. It was Asiatic.
Oh, no, they came from the East. That's right.
But the Asiatic that came over.
Yeah, the Russian Asians came. Yeah, that's right.
There were still people here.
They caused a mass extinction of animals when they came over here. Because obviously.
Like, during the last ice age, right? Like 12,000 years ago, there was a land bridge between Russia and what do you call
Alaska.
It?
Alaska.
Then there was like little squatty people that they just eliminated.
Yeah, there's also people who were here before who we can't find in the genetic code who they may or may not have wiped out.
Well, what did they do? Just put all the food on the top shelf?
Maybe.
Because they were tiny. They were like 4.5 feet tall, right?
Yeah, they all allegedly.
Like, super weird height. Chris Actual gave us $10. This says, Dan, I fully support your opinion about Christy Gnome. The people defending her are subhuman slugoids. I'm sorry you have to deal with smooth brains. Look, I'm a smooth brain sometimes too. But being a dog executioner because the dog was, I don't know, inconvenient seems like a bit much.
Oh, she said
the dog wasn't doing its job and it had to be fucking.
She said that it was useless.
Yeah, she said the dog
and she hated it.
Today she said that it was a threat to her family and she's not sorry that she chose her children.
14 months this dog was a threat to her family before she figured that out.
Yeah.
No. Yep. I'm sorry, man. Yep. All you people defending her can go fuck yourself, go watch some other show.
Yeah, they did. I think Christy, look. The dog had a job to do. The dog couldn't do the job, and Christy had to do something about it.
I mean, has she done that to any of her kids?
Not sure.
You failed second grade, Timmy. I'm sorry, but there's a gravel pit out back. I'll meet you there in 20 minutes. Gagoosh.
We also have one up-close video of a protester yelling at the kids.
Oh, is he
play this.
Because this guy looks like he's getting off to it. I think this is one of the bros.
Yeah, yeah.
So and he's rubbing his nips while it's happening.
This is from inside the flag circle.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. Yeah. Inside look. Look at this fucking fat queer girl wearing a keffiyeh. They would wrap that around your neck and kill you with it if you went to Palestine, as you like to call it, you stupid bitch. Good lord.
She'd have to be wrapped from head to fucking toe to even get into that country.
By the way, she's got
to stand 5 feet behind her man. She couldn't drive.
She's got her fucking
go out in public.
She's got her mask pulled down under her chin, by the way, to yell at people at close range.
Well, that's how you stop COVID. That's how you stop.
Good God. What a fucking dummy.
That's how you stop COVID, man. Cheers to you boys out there. I've been entertained by this all the last 24 hours.
Yeah. I don't know what the dumbest thing I've seen yet is.
I think the next one.
Yeah,
humanitarian aid for Colombia.
I thought that was the case until I saw the fucking dudes with quarter cut trash cans.
Boy, there's so much stupidity going on today.
They went to like play it against sports and got old catcher's equipment shit. Like, we're going to get them. Like, what the fuck were you thinking, man?
No, they sure didn't here. let's see. Where's the Colombia?
It's the second one.
next up is we have demands. A Columbia University graduate student went viral online after telling members of the media that protesters were at risk of dying or becoming severely ill if authorities did not deliver food and water to them. First of all, this was her quotes. We're saying that they're obligated to provide food to students who pay for a meal plan here. The student told reporters when asked about Columbia's role providing food access for students occupying the campus building Hamilton Hall. The student is reported to be Joanna King. Of course, there's a hyphen there. King Slutsky. There's no way that that's a real
unfortunate name, I guess, right?
You're kidding.
I didn't write the goddamn thing. This is
that a real name? Slutsky's her last name?
According to Fox News, yeah.
Holy shit. An instructor and PhD candidate at Columbia, according to National Review. I guess it's ultimately a question of what kind of community and obligation Columbia feels it has to its students. Do you want students to die of dehydration and starvation?
Yes.
Or get severely ill?
Yes.
Even if they disagree with you?
Yes. I guarantee there are sinks and water fountains all over that building.
Yeah, also, like under the post this dumb bitch made on Twitter, there's a community note that shows the entire chow hall schedule for the campus.
Okay.
And there's definitely stuff open. They're just full of shit.
Gotcha. Bob, play the actual video of this from our Instagram.
Yeah, it's wild. I mean, this is like...
I posted it right after we got off work.
To be honest, when I watched this, I'm like, this is what it feels like to listen to a woman talk to me about astrology.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, your fucking whole brain starts fucking vibrating. Oh, my God.
All right, play this for the audience here.
Could the university be obligated to provide food to people who have taken over a building?
Well, first of all, we're saying that they're obligated to provide food to students who pay for a meal plan here.
But you mentioned that there was a request that food and water be brought in, unless I misunderstood.
To allow it to be brought in. I mean, well, I guess it's ultimately a question of what kind of community and obligation Columbia feels it has to its students. Do you want students to die of dehydration and starvation or get severely ill, even if they disagree with you? If the answer is no, then you should allow basic, I mean,
okay. Well,
it's
the
crazy
answer is
to
yes.
say because we're on an Ivy League campus, but this is like basic humanitarian aid we're asking for. Like, could people please have a glass of water?
Call it humanitarian aid. You know, you just go home, right?
Yeah.
Very deliberately.
Unlike the people in Gaza, because their homes are not there anymore.
So it seems like you're sort of saying, we want to be revolutionaries, we want to take up this building. Now would you please bring us food and water?
Nobody's asking them to bring anything. We're asking them to not violently stop us from bringing in basic humanitarian aid.
They're stopping the delivery of food.
We are looking for a commitment from them that they
finally
will not stop
us. You mean cops standing in the way and not letting more people into the building?
I don't know to what extent it has been attempted, but we're looking for a commitment.
And the Grubhub.
I guarantee you. 100%, and correct me if I'm wrong here, she has a very bad smelling vagina.
Probably.
Just based on what I'm seeing and hearing here.
Yeah, probably.
It smells like a fucking horror movie down there, right?
Yeah, I bet it's not great down there. A little bit of chicken fry, you know?
Cold beer.
Friday! It's a little bit of chicken fry down there in that vagina, probably.
We've
got a fried chicken story in the news this week.
Do we really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. I hate, like, whataboutting or whatever, but, like, they want to divest from mostly what? Like, fucking weapons companies and shit?
Lockheed,
Raytheon. Yeah. And any company that has anything to do with Israel, basically. Okay. But, yeah, I mean,
but like,
just stop paying tuition.
How much more involved with China are these universities than fucking Israel?
Hey, nobody cares about Uyghur Muslim concentration
right? Like,
camps.
What the fuck? Like, that's...
Because if they take a stand on that, then they have to put their fucking phones away, I guess. I don't know. Like, what do you do?
It's also awkward for them to yell at someone who they don't think is white.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah. Yeah. I don't mind yelling at Asians. I've never minded. I think we've got one here today, actually. I'm going to yell at her before she leaves.
Well, is she... Yeah, she is. She is. I see her back there. Yeah. Yeah. I think my Filipino. Does that still count as Asia?
Yes.
Just checking.
It's, I mean,
guys,
maybe.
Guys, it's always nice to check.
Because Asian and Pacific Islander are all lumped into one group. As a matter of fact, it's Asian and Pacific Islander Awareness Month.
Is it really?
APAC Month, as they call it.
I'm aware of you then, back
now,
there.
Well, APAC means something different on this show.
It does. But I see you back there, and I want you to know that you're seen on your month.
Beerworth asks, what the fuck is Dan wearing? Okay, good question.
Great question.
This is a shirt that you might see in a certain subscription box soon.
There it is.
Which you have until May 16th to sign up for. And by the way, if you sign, this is speaking of Asia, right?
Yeah,
because it's the 1-year anniversary of the Chinese spy balloon.
Sure is.
if you sign up, if you are signed up for the Bro Box by the 16th of this month, mm-hmm. then you're entered into our Juneteenth contest, which is where Correct. We will take, we'll fly you and a guest out here, and we're going to take you along with Gary and Eli and Jared and us and Jesse and everybody else. We're going to fucking Red Lobster.
We sure are.
For Juneteenth, because that's the only place we could think of that was appropriate to go for Juneteenth.
It is. And they filed for Chapter 11 recently here.
This might be our last opportunity.
It might be our last opportunity together on Drinking Bros Podcast Patreon. Over there, if you're a subscriber, you can actually see the full video of all of us that night. I think you can actually see the tables leaving around us as well. It was a lot of people screaming, a lot of laughter. I forgot that slurs. I did Lady and the Tramp with our guy that we flew out with, Kyle.
Yeah, they stopped seating people over there.
Sure did.
After somebody's quinceañera got up and left.
Very, very smart, by the way.
Which is fine with me. Like, if it was a restaurant I frequented regularly, I'd be upset about that. But I'll never go to an Olive Garden again for the rest of my life. So. Wow. It's fine.
Never say never.
Like, I can be
it
banned.
Was awesome.
I could be banned nationwide and it wouldn't affect my life at
God,
all.
God, it was good.
Which is nice, because now we're going to do the same thing at Red Lobster and I'll never fucking go to one of those again. I think I've only been to a Red Lobster once in my life.
Come on.
I was trying to think about it the other day. I think it was only once. Because we used to, in the Carolinas in Georgia, we had something called Old Country Buffet. Do you remember that place?
Oh, yeah.
And it was just like Saturday and Sunday, if you're out at church or doing whatever the bullshit you were doing, that's the place you went afterwards, for us at least.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we always
went. You went to Old Country Buffet?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was a big Red Lobster kid, big Olive Garden kid. Waffle House, obviously.
Wait a minute. I didn't have pasta on my plate. I believe I gave it to Jesse.
And you
I
did,
ate,
yeah.
And I ate two steaks. Yep. So.
You had two steaks, and then my wife took your Alfredo.
Yeah. I'm not eating pasta from Olive Garden.
It was good. It was very good.
There's no way it was good.
All my thoughts are with the chef over there, man. That was, what a job he did that night. Food was magnificent. Really enjoyed it. I love Olive Garden. I'm not lying.
The reason I love it. Aside from just this is what I always do, the reason that I only ate two steaks is because I expected all of our food to be filled with boogers and cum. After the scene we made, before we even got into our fucking area.
We ordered a lot of food though.
We did, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of boogers and cum.
Ah. It was delightful. God damn it, I love it. I love you, Olive Garden. The hilarious part is the Red Lobster that we do have booked for that night is directly next door to that Olive Garden. So we'll be back there. You'll have your chance if you want to go back after dinner and have maybe a little dessert steak.
I'm going to skip it.
At Olive Garden. I might go early and have a salad just to kick things off before I go to Red Lobster. Red Lobster isn't known for their salads. Their Caesar dressing, though, is very good.
I don't even know what they serve there. The only thing I'm familiar with at Red Lobster is the Cheddar Bay Biscuit, and that's mostly just because you guys made a song about it.
Oh, it's so good, though. I mean, they sell it everywhere. They sell the Olive Garden dressing everywhere, Costco, all your favorite grocery stores. They also sell those Cheddar Bay biscuits at all the HEB grocery stores and all that other stuff. We gave some away when we did that tasting.
Yeah, and
to some listeners.
Maybe we should have that queued up, the music video, when we go to Red Lobster.
Oh, that'd be great.
Like, yeah, we've actually been here before.
We sure have.
It wasn't that one. It was in San Antonio. They won't know the difference.
No, they're fine. They're fine. Bob, you going through the menu over there at Red Lobster?
Yeah, I'm taking a look at their signature feasts.
Where's the endless shrimp?
You're talking about the Admiral. The Admiral's feast is the best.
Shrimp, I think that shrimp is brine shrimp, by the way.
Very good.
Which are sea monkeys.
Yeah, very good
shrimp. No, it's not good.
Delicious. There's the Lobster Lover's Dream.
Sure is.
Roasted Caribbean rock and Maine lobster paired with some shrimp and linguine.
Now, I do want to tell the audience, this is by location, so they don't do it everywhere. You got to get lucky for something like that. The Admiral's Feast is very good over there. And then Walt. Good old Walt. And
who the fuck is Walt?
He was a shrimp and boat captain for Red Lobster. The Admiral was spanging his wife. So they do, on the Admiral's Feast, they do throw in some of Walt's shrimp. Just for the audience there, if you're going.
So Walt's a cuck?
I've always thought so.
The Admiral's a cuck.
Yeah, I've always thought so.
What you need to try this time, it might be a Texas specialty, I don't know, the crab queso.
Oh, gross.
Never had it. Again, location by location. I'm all in.
There is no fucking... All in. Not one prayer is that going in my body. Not one fucking prayer.
All of it's going in my body.
You could fill that thing. You could put two fucking 8 balls or quarter ounce of cocaine in that thing, and I still wouldn't touch it.
Oh, I love it.
Disgusting.
Hey, Bob, this is like watching Pornhub right now for me. I mean, this is amazing. But yes, sign up at drinkabros.com, subscribe to the Bro Box, and we'll be flying out somebody to join us at Red Lobster on Juneteenth, which is a holiday for some people.
Yeah, well, it's the end of slavery, right? We should bring a black dude and set him free.
Should we bring Black Kevin?
And bring him in chains, and then like once we cross the threshold of Red Lobster, we'll unlock it.
We'll unlock it.
Hey, dude. First free meal.
Call Black Kevin after the show today. See if he'll do it. And that'd be hilarious.
I think he would love to. He'll probably be 25 minutes late, though.
Yeah. You always got to lie about the reservation time with your black friends, you know?
Should we get Sorbo down here? Or up here? He's in Florida now.
K-Sorbs?
Yeah. Just have him dressed in full fucking Lincoln.
As Abraham Lincoln? Yeah. Gotta be great.
He'd probably do it. Juneteenth. Because all he does is play golf now, right?
He does. Still doing movies. Still doing a lot of movies, man. He's in that new Ronald Reagan movie, actually.
Who's he playing?
I forget. You can pull it up. I know Dennis Quaid is playing Ronald Reagan. I forget which real person he is.
God, Sorbo is 65. He looks like he's fucking like 40.
No, he's great.
Asshole.
He's always in shape.
He is. Oh, man, he's got 24 upcoming projects. What is the fucking movie?
Reagan.
Just called Reagan. All right. Jeez. Oh, there's a lot of these.
I know.
There we go. He plays a pastor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Good for him, dude. Did Reagan have a pastor? Is that what we're saying?
I mean, he was a seemingly religious guy.
Okay.
How funny would it be if Randy Quaid played Reagan instead of Dennis Quaid?
Be great. Randy just popped up the other day.
On what?
He did
a police blotter or something?
No. He actually is doing Comic-Cons with Chevy Chase and Beverly D'Angelo for vacation. Yeah. So they've done some things. He's got a full, big, gray, white beard. And I think it's because Chevy Chase is going to die. And they're kind of getting the band back together one more time for him.
See Thomas Howell's playing Casper Weinberger.
Oh, no shit.
He was a sec def under one of the sec defs under Reagan. Right. See Thomas Howell, you may remember, from a movie that was ahead of its time.
Sure was.
Anybody know what I'm talking about?
Soul Man, anyone?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You guys remember Soul Man?
Pop up a picture of C. Thomas Howell and Soul Man.
It was a guy who forgot to check the race box on his college.
He couldn't get into college as a white guy. Yeah. And so then
he didn't forget. That's not the right way to say it. Yeah. He intentionally didn't select a race. And then he showed up in blackface, did the whole goddamn movie in blackface.
Yeah. Black body. I mean, he did black everything.
Julia Louise Dreyfus there.
No one has done a better blackface than C. Thomas.
I mean, Al Jolson and the jazz singer, maybe.
Mm.
Look him up, Bob.
If you've seen this movie, by the way, it looks so good. Like, the makeup is really good.
Well, Tropic Thunder is the best blackface of all time, right?
Tough call.
Like, the makeup was really good, and the acting is hilarious. Good.
Look, the acting, yeah. Tropic Thunder is one of the greatest.
Now, this is Al Jolson and the jazz singer.
Oh, boy.
This is where we started to get into trouble here.
Yeah.
All right, because that doesn't even look like a human being.
And then Drake, the rapper, did an unfortunate reenactment of this.
Wait, he is black.
I know, but he did this face. Pull it up.
Does it count as black if you're Canadian? I don't know if that's even
a thing. Great question.
Well, he's half Jewish.
Yeah, he's half white. So, there it is.
Oh, boy.
Drake.
I mean, that's pretty funny.
It is.
Pull up a picture of the fat kid from It's Always Sunny when they made him do blackface. It's so funny. They didn't even do it right.
How do they do it?
Wait, what?
The whole story is they're making what's it called? Lethal Weapon. And somebody's got to play Murtaugh.
Oh, I remember that, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So the kid is a juggalo, and he's getting picked on at school, and Charlie, for some reason, is a janitor at the school.
Yep.
And all the way at the very end of the episode, instead of wearing the juggalo makeup, the kid's wearing just, like, straight-up brown. But it's like there's a hard line around his jaw. They removed the episode.
They did. They removed the episode. From Hulu and shit.
So you may not even be able to find that
picture. It's gone. And then they removed the other ones from 30 Rock as well.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, you know who played this juggalo?
No.
It's Paul Thomas Hauser.
Who the fuck is that?
The fat guy, really good actor. He's in a bunch of stuff.
You'll know exactly.
Is that Richard Jewell?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I love that guy. He's a fantastic actor. You're right.
I've never heard of him.
Yeah, he's really good.
He's in I, Tonya.
Yeah.
Oh, I've never seen any of that.
He played, was it Galooly or Galooly's best friend?
Galooly's best friend. He's like a high-level actor now.
He is.
Like,
he's a really good actor.
So how the fuck did he end up in brownface?
You got to start somewhere, bro. You got to start in blackface somewhere.
Paul.
We all start in blackface, and then we grow up and do other movies.
Sorry, Paul Walter Hauser.
Paul Walter Hauser. There he is. Fantastic actor.
Blackface.
Yeah, he's great.
I mean, he can grow some pretty good sideburns. Let's see. Damn, you can't even find that fucking picture on the internet anymore.
Sure can't, bro. They scrubbed it.
His agent definitely scrubbed that.
His agent. It was the network.
I'll find it, and I'm going to post it on Twitter every day for the next 6 years. Fuck him.
The network scrubbed it. He didn't scrub it. They were like, hey, man, we're getting rid of all this shit. I know the guys from It's Always Sunny weren't happy about it.
Well, look up Mac as Murtaugh, because it's...
Or do they scrub that too?
Yeah. No, it's good.
It is good, dude.
And that's on IMDb right there.
It sure is, dude.
They switch roles and Dennis doesn't go blackface, right?
Yeah. And the debate was, is it more racist to do the voice not in blackface, or is it more racist to do it in blackface?
You know what I mean?
Like, he's a black man, so why are you not doing it in black?
You got to do the voice. You got to do both. You got to commit. Just commit to the whole thing. Okay. First up, sponsor wise, we got GhostBed.com/DrinkinBros. 50% off everything in the entire store with the promo code DrinkinBros at checkout. 50% off mattresses, sheets, pillows, adjustable bases, weighted blankets. Shit, mattresses for RVs. Everything is 50% off with the promo code DRINKINBROS at checkout over there. While you're checking out, click on the 3-year pay-as-you-go program at the bottom of the screen and then stretch that payment out over 3 years. If you got decent credit, they'll let you do it. Doesn't matter how many items you have in the cart. Stretch that payment out over 3 years. Sleep in comfort. At ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. All right, let's see that pic.
Look at his fucking face. Zoom in on his fucking face.
It's awesome.
They didn't even do it right. It's not the right color. They just did it around the edge of his head.
It looks good, I think. You know, if they would have committed to the rest of it, it looks great.
And
look
everybody,
at Charlie's face.
Everybody gets fired, by the way, that was working at the school, obviously, for that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think if you had the choice to just watch It's Always Sunny all day long, you would do it.
Oh, shit, we got a new shirt.
Yeah, is it up?
It'll be up in like 5 minutes.
All right, perfect. Next up, we got the American Thought Police. Matt Gaetz, repeal out of Florida, railed against the House's anti-Semitism legislation on Wednesday, blasting it as a ridiculous hate speech bill before the legislation was ultimately passed. The Anti-Semitism Awareness Act aims to crack down on anti-Semitism on college campuses and would expand the legal definition of anti-Semitism used to enforce anti-discrimination laws. The bill comes at a time when anti-Israel protests are raging all over college campuses across the country, which we've shown you throughout the top of the show. It was passed overwhelmingly by a 320-91 vote in the House, but that's not before critics like Gaetz came out against its passage, saying on social media that some excerpts of the Bible would meet this bill's definition of anti-Semitism. Quote, "This evening I will vote against the ridiculous hate speech bill called the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act. Anti-Semitism is wrong, but this legislation is written without regard for the Constitution, common sense, or even the common understanding of the meaning of words. The gospel itself would meet the definition of anti-Semitism under the terms passed in this bill. Now, if passed by the Senate and signed by President Biden, the bipartisan Anti-Semitism Awareness Act would mandate that the Department of Education legally adopt the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance's definition of anti-Semitism when enforcing anti-discrimination rules. Gates provided an example of the IHRA's definition of anti-Semitism, which includes claims of Jews killing Jesus, claiming that the Bible would fall under the definition. The Bible is clear. There is no myth or controversy on this. Therefore, I will not support this bill. What does any of this mean?
So if it passes the Senate, which presumably it will, because the Dems control that, and it doesn't seem like Republicans have that big of a problem with it either. The Bipartisan Anti-Semitism Awareness Act would mandate that the Department of Education legally adopt the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance definition of anti-Semitism, which includes all the things you just said. So you're not allowed to say that the Jews killed Jesus. You're not allowed to, and it gets pretty granular here. You're not allowed to criticize the country Israel in a way that you wouldn't criticize other countries.
Okay. Right?
Like, your expectations for Israel are different than it would be for any other country. It criminalizes that behavior. This is thought crime. This is hate speech laws, thought crime, like all the stuff that went on in Canada in 2016 that's been going on in Ireland and Scotland the last year, and in the UK as well, has now made its way into to America. And 320 out of the 435 people in Congress voted for this shit.
Yeah, that's exactly what I predicted, 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago? I was like, dude, it'll be here before you know it. I didn't think it'd be this fast, but yeah, this isn't shocking at all.
This is like a legit reason to overthrow the government. I'm not even kidding. This is where they're stepping across the line. And it's interesting to see the coalition that's against it, because Matt Gaetz, obviously, some of the other Freedom Caucus people, but Jerry Nadler, who's a fucking midget progressive Jew, right, is also against this stuff. It's like, it's fucking crazy. The people who, there were over a dozen Democrats who wrote this bill, many of whom are Jewish. It's like, look, when you apply for citizenship, or when you take the oath of office, or when you join the military or something like that, they straight up ask you questions like, have you ever denounced your country or renounced your citizenship or put another country ahead of yours or whatever the fuck else, right? Like, these people should be, one, removed from office immediately. All of them, every single one of these 320 people, they should forfeit their right to serve ever again. And anybody in the Senate that votes for it as well. Like, this should be, there's got to be some litmus test for allegiance to your own goddamn country before you can serve in a political role like this. But it isn't, again, this isn't fringe members. This isn't the squad. This isn't Ilhan Omar saying that some people did some things. This is 320 out of the 435 members of the House agreed to this shit.
Mm-hmm.
It is unconscionable.
Yeah, I can't figure out what's going on and why. Out of the 90, I'm curious, was Rashida Tlaib on the other side of that? Because she's pro-Palestine, so where did she vote in something like this?
Let me find the vote.
Because for her, she's been so vocal about it, and so is that other who's the Ilhan Omar? Like, which side do they vote on in this? And it's very bizarre that everybody's coming together to do this from both parties. Where, look, we obviously know what's going on in the world, but this seems wild to me, and it seems rushed. And now this could be passed into law. How quickly? A couple weeks?
By the weekend.
Yeah.
I mean, the Senate just has to vote on it, and then it goes to Biden for signature.
Okay. Yeah, so, I mean, we're here. I said this 3 weeks ago on the show. I was like, dude, this will be here before you know it, for sure. Very, very fucking bizarre. Do we have the vote, Bob, by any chance?
66090.
Yeah, so, I found a House resolution. I'm looking for it. What's the...
So this bill was actually written back in October, it looks like.
Okay.
When
the attack would happen.
No, October of... Yeah. So yeah. Like two weeks after, it looks
okay,
like.
Okay, so 2 weeks after the attack on Israel.
Yeah.
They wrote this bill, and now...
There's a bunch of co-sponsors.
Rashida Tlaib voted no.
She voted no.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming Ilhan Omar probably voted no as well.
Well, here are the
Omar voted no.
Here are the Republicans that co-sponsored this bill: Max Miller, Thomas Keene, Brian Fitzpatrick, Stefanik, David Kustoff, Randy Weber, maybe Jim Banks, Nick LaLota, Chuck Edwards, Laurel Lee, Nicole Maliotakis. It's a stupid fucking name. Burgess Owens, John Rutherford, Kevin Riley, Rudy Yakim.
I don't know any of these guys.
Of the 60-something no's, it looks like 22 were Republicans and 40-whatever were Democrats.
Interesting.
Yeah, 21 nays from Republicans, 70 nays from Democrats.
And Tony Gonzalez, the guy that's running against...
shut the fuck up.
Brandon Herrera.
Down in San Antoine there. Mm-hmm. Got to vote for Brandon on May 28th, kids. Get him the fuck out of there.
Like, this is the kind of stuff that leads to rebellion, like a fucking civil war, right? It's one thing to softly impose on people's lives and stuff like that. It's another thing entirely to criminalize speech that for the first time in American history, criminalize speech. And, you know, they're not doing themselves any favors with these conspiracy theorists by doing this shit either, right? Mm-hmm. Like, why can some decent points have been made about some of this stuff too? It's like, why was it allowed for Antifa to run roughshod over the country, burn shit down, burn down federal buildings, attack police, and all this other shit with fucking nothing? Not only did nothing happen, but the Vice President of the United States and a bunch of other politicians and celebrities actually paid for their bail to get them out of prison, mm-hmm. or get them out of jail, rather. And as soon as all of this, like the exact same thing that was going on college campuses 4 years ago is happening, but the target is Israel. Now all of a sudden, fucking new laws are coming out and people are getting fucking sent to prison and beat the fuck up and all this other shit. It's like, all right, cool. Well, that doesn't help your case if you're saying there's not some conspiracy going on, frankly. Like, I don't personally think there is. I just think that these politicians are scared of AIPAC, the Jewish lobby, and I think they're scared of Christians in this country if they don't support Israel openly.
I agree.
But so I don't think there's necessarily any kind of cabal or any of that stupid bullshit. But goddamn, it doesn't help, man. It doesn't help to fucking do this.
How do you enforce it for the first time
in American history, start to try to pass hate speech laws, but only when it's the Jews. Like, you can't fucking do that, man.
Yeah, how does that work? And then what's the time served?
Let's see. The Jews killed Jesus. I believe that, right? I don't actually believe it, but I believe for the sake of this, come arrest me, you fucking faggots. Let's see what else. They prosecute the war incorrectly. What are the other ones I can't say?
Is there a list?
I said all of them. Well, I mean, it's based on this definition of anti-Semitism by these gay lords from IHRA. So whatever, somebody use AI to have me saying all the things I'm not supposed to say, and you can come and suck my fucking dick afterwards, and we'll do it that way.
That's wild, man. Because why not include everything then? Include, races and all the other
stuff. Because nobody gives a fuck about anything else.
Right now?
No, not right now. 4 years ago, fucking nationwide upheaval, right? But because the target of it was black people in America, who politicians do not give a fuck about, by the way, because otherwise they would have fixed that problem a long time ago. Now that it's the Jews, people are fucking pissed because they spend a lot of money. They're
white.
Yeah. They're white.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why.
So here we are.
Mm-hmm.
Here we are. To get away from this, though, to escape all this madness, go to mybookie.com, enter that promo code DRINKINGBROS to double your first deposit all the way up to $1,000, and throw the games on tonight, for Christ's sakes. NBA playoffs is in full swing. Turn your love of sports into your new side hustle at mybookie.com. So I'm all in on this Knicks-Sixers game tonight. Delco, it's Philly minus 3.5. Who you got?
Well, first of all, the owners of the team.
Well, we'll get to that.
Bought all of the tickets.
Yeah, we'll get. We'll
so
get to
the
it.
Knicks yeah. fans can't get in there. So
can't get in.
That does help.
It does. So who do you got tonight?
Got to ride with my boys. Yeah. Tied the series. Philly wins in seven.
Wow.
Maxey leads the charge, jumps, and elevates himself to superstar.
All right. Embiid's healthy. He had a migraine the other day. Everything's fine with him.
I don't think things are fine with him, but Maxey's good enough to carry him.
He is. He is on his own. I can't wait for this. And to what Dan just said, we do have some breaking news regarding tonight's tickets here. Sixers owner bought the Game 6 tickets tonight to block Knicks fans. If you remember a week ago, I think it was Monday's show, there was a lot of Knicks fans showing up at that fucking game over there. The players were pissed. The owner was pissed.
We're a bad pro basketball town.
Is that true? Because that's what I wanted to ask you about.
We care about college basketball. We're not, you know, Sixers are probably fourth on the list with pro teams.
Okay. I think this is going to be heated tonight. This feels like an old school, like 80s, 90s game here.
It's going
to
be
very excited to watch this and bet on this tonight.
It's going to be physical.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
It has to get physical. I don't think the Sixers can win unless it does. So, and look, Embiid looked great the other day.
Yeah.
Game four, he had a lot of trouble getting up and down the court, but last game he looked fucking good.
He was awful. He had a triple double, but last game he was not very good. He was kind of a liability.
I don't know how you can say he's a liability when he had a triple double.
Because it's not just stats. He had a bunch of turnovers, and he was just kind of like his whole demeanor until the end. Like when he played good defense at the end, but most of the game it looked like he had given up, and just Maxey had to carry his ass.
I kind of feel like he always looks that way.
Yeah, I think that's just his face. It's just resting Embiid face. But for tonight's, I'm actually taking the Knicks plus the 3.5 points on my bookie tonight, and I'm looking forward to that. The other series that's going on right now before it's actually shit. It's a very early game at 5:30 for us here. That is Bucks versus Pacers. Pacers are up 3-2 in that series. I think the Pacers close them out at home tonight. Tons of fun shit to bet on over at mybookie.com. If you're a football guy, odds are already up for the Super Bowl. College football, odds are already up for the national championship and the Heisman Trophy. And also, they're live casino. You guys are doing a live blackjack show every Friday night on Drinking Bros Sports. That looks fun as shit. Are you guys having a good time with that?
Yeah, it is fun.
Yeah, it's a blast. It's really, really fun.
I got a little carried away last episode. Some bets I probably shouldn't have made, but we won those bets. So
you did.
We're in the green.
Yeah, we were both in the green.
But I guess I just didn't mentally prepare to lose that money.
Well, for the audience though, the wild part about it is if you watch it, it's on the Drinking Bros Sports feed here on YouTube. There is a live dealer, so when you're on my bookie, you're actually going against a real person. It's not a computer. It's not AI. None of that shit. If you're playing roulettes or blackjack or poker, you're going to see the cards dealt to you in real time. Do they give you enough time to think, or is it pretty quick?
Yeah, just not to host a show as well, you know?
Yeah.
You're trying to do four things at once. We're trying to
talk to each other and make jokes and then also play the hand. It gets a little juggling.
It is pretty quick, though.
It'd be hilarious if the lady just said, shut the fuck up, you guys, but they can't hear you, I'm assuming, right?
No.
It'd be great, though. Be great. MyBookie.com. You use that promo code Drinking Bros to double that first deposit up to $1,000. You can fucking live casino and just check out of the world if you want to, because it's fun. Next up, back to the colleges, man. Colleges are dominating the news here this week. Students are suing Northwestern. Three plaintiffs brought a breach of contract lawsuit against Northwestern University, citing a dystopic cesspool of hate present at the pro-Palestinian encampment on Deering Meadow. The lawsuits brought by two graduate students and one first-year undergraduate student at Northwestern alleges that Northwestern breached a modest core promise to students when it opted to allow the encampment to continue throughout the weekend, despite demonstration policy stating such encampments are prohibited. Northwestern's refusal to enforce its own policies is thus a breach of contract, in addition being a total embarrassment to the broader Northwestern community, the lawsuit reads. The lawsuit, which was filed in the Cook County Circuit Court, alleges the university allowed the encampment to become increasingly hostile to Jews, and that the encampment featured open support for Hamas. The plaintiffs seek class certification for Jewish students at Northwestern who did not participate in the encampment. It cited images of pro-Palestinian encampments on Deering Meadow and an image of an individual wearing a hoodie that depicted Hamas spokesperson Abu Data. Good luck with that one.
Who cares? Abu means father shit. Of.
Oh, father of. So is he the father of his own self, then?
Obeda. Okay. Father of Obeda.
Is he Obeda, though, or is the kid
No, the Obeda? Child.
Oh, gotcha. That's no. fun, isn't it?
No, it's fucking stupid.
It's, like, I would like to call my kids that. Hey, I'm the father of...
Pretty much everything about Arab culture is fucking stupid.
Yeah, man. So what's going to happen with this?
I don't know where the lawsuit's going to go, but it doesn't help. So they quoted a video message released by Schill, who's the university president, Michael Schill, Tuesday evening, in which he addressed the incidents of anti-Semitism. And he says, rather than enforce its express and implied promises, I'm sorry, the video of him talking says this, rather than enforce its express and implied promise to plaintiffs that Northwestern is a place of civility where free speech is governed by transparent, content-neutral codes of conduct, Northwestern twisted itself into a pretzel to accommodate the hostile and discriminatory encampment, legislate around it, and ultimately reward it, according to that lawsuit. Now, this kind of feeds into the next story as well, because you got to wonder what the fuck is going on at Northwestern. Right.
Well, like they've had problems for a while now.
Yeah, my grandfather went there. He went to the University of Chicago for undergrad, and he got his PhD in psychology from Northwestern, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like one of the best non-Ivy League school. I mean, it's Midwest Ivy League school. A lot of people call it that.
For
right?
sure, yeah. It's in the Big Ten, and it's the best school in the Big Ten academically.
So you got to wonder why the son of terrorists is a professor there, right?
Is that true?
Yeah. So... as anti-Israel protests continue to plague the college campus around the country, especially at Northwestern, they reached a deal with the protesters, and that's what they're referring to as far as rewarding these assholes.
Okay.
Right? Like, Northwestern has made a deal with the protesters. I'm not sure what all the tenets of that deal are, but on Monday, the Chicago school announced an agreement to curb protest activity in return for the reestablishment of an advisory committee on the university investments and other commitments. So this is they're going to bring on a bunch of children who are pro Hamas to advise them on how to fucking invest their endowment. Just to be clear, that's what's going on here now. All right, great. And you wonder why somebody would be so fucking stupid. Maybe they're just cowards. Or maybe that terrorism runs deep in the blood of Northwestern, right? One of their professors is a guy named Zayed Ayers Dorn. Now, the Ayers name might be familiar to you.
Yeah.
Bernadine Ray Dorn was his mom, and he took her last name for some reason, which is interesting.
As
and
then, one cuck does.
And then Bill Ayers is the other one. Now, these... Bernadine was the leader of the Weather Underground. You may remember them from firebombing fucking places all over D.C. for years for breaking Timothy Leary out of federal prison. Terrorists, a legit terrorist group. And you may remember Bill Ayers because, you know, he and Barack Obama go way back. Right.
Yeah,
and
sure
that was
do.
A big thing during the 2008 election.
Yeah.
Now, both men have denied that, but there's a lot of evidence that shows that they were fucking definitely around each other quite a bit. Now, according to Northwestern staff directory, Ayers Dorn is a writer, professor, and director of the MFA in writing for screen and stage in the Department of Radio, Television, Film at Northwestern. So he's not a fucking adjunct. He's not a guest. He's a fucking major part.
Yeah.
He's a major part, probably tenured, of this university. He's also the creator and host of an original documentary podcast, Mother Country Radicals, where he details being raised by parents who are leading one of the most notorious domestic radical terrorist groups in United States history. He says, my parents never hid any of this from me. I knew from when I was 3 or 4 that we used fake names. I knew we moved around a lot, made calls from public phones, and paid for everything in cash. I knew somebody was chasing us, but I didn't know it was the FBI or what FBI meant, why they or it wanted to catch us, or what would happen if they did. Is what he said in previous statements. So this is where you're sending your kids, folks. just to be clear about that, you're spending $60,000 to $120,000 to have your kids go get indoctrinated by literal terrorists.
A year, by the way. Columbia came in at 91,000 a year.
Yeah, like you've got to be out of your fucking mind to send your child to one of these things. I just don't get it.
The other weird part is, and anybody out there who's got family members who are professors or things like that, once you're tenured, they can't do anything to you at that point. I mean, you're fucking in for life at that point. And it would require a massive buyout or a lawsuit or something like that to get these fuckers out of there. But yeah, man, I think everybody's around the nation with what's gone on, over the last couple weeks here is reconsidering what schools they're going to send their kids to and if they're going to send their kids to colleges at all.
I mean, another part of outside of the indoctrination of your kids, because you maybe you think, well, my kid's fine. They're rooted in reality. They'll be one of the ones holding the flag up if somebody tries to rip it down. That might work at UNC, right?
Mm-hmm.
But at Ivy League schools, listen to the fucking faculty talk about this shit.
I know.
Just a couple of months ago,
yep,
three of those Ivy League schools, their presidents refused to condemn Hamas.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
They're all gone.
They're all gone now.
And they're all fired.
But the fucking people that took their place, same guy.
Mm-hmm.
They just rotate them in and out. As a matter of fact, those three people that got fired will probably pop up in academia again somewhere. They always do. Right? It's like, man, I get it. History and prestige and shit like that. But fuck that. There's no way. You're spending your money on an organization that hates you.
I think the history and prestige at this point will be gone. I don't see it being as big in the future anymore. I really don't. What's the point of going to Harvard, I guess, at this point, or Columbia?
The Rolodex.
That's it. But who's that Rolodex now? Because all those guys, all those boosters, they're out of there.
Yeah.
They're not doing it anymore. So who's left in the Rolodex? Who are you going after? And if, let's say, Columbia popped up on a resume, you're like, oh, were you one of those fucks at that thing?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Bill Ackman pulled his grant money from Harvard already.
Right? And Robert Kraft pulled his out of fucking
Princeton. Yeah.
Yeah. These guys are pulling out left and right.
Yeah. It's and I don't recommend pulling out, by the way.
No, he stays in.
It depends on the context, obviously, but
pumps hard ropes.
Ackman also happened to give 10 grand to the UNC guys, by the way. I think I don't know if I mentioned that or not.
Yeah.
It's like, at what point does the mind rebel at this stuff? At what point is it people got so mad at Bud Light because one mid-level marketing executive did some tranny bullshit.
But this is
they lost their fucking minds and they lost billions of dollars. But you continue to send your children to a school. By the way, Harvard, the interest they make on their endowment is more than the tuition they collect each year. They could give that away for fucking free.
Correct.
Right.
I think that's most of the Ivy League schools. Yeah, it's all
definitely because they're all in the $30 to $50 billion range when it comes to endowments. I mean, it's fucking crazy. And we're socialist, comrade. Till it's time to pay those fucking bills, bitch.
Yeah. Yep. Stanford also $36 billion. Most of the private schools like that have just fucking insane endowments.
But I look at this Columbia thing as the same as I do for Bud Light, where I think it's going to be too ingrained, and I don't see any parents wanting to send their kids to school there just based on what's going on. And as these videos continue to go viral with all this other shit, because my kid's 10 now, if he asked me, hey, dude, in a few years, Dad, I'd like to go to Columbia, fuck out of here. No. Pick any other school.
I'll be honest.
You're good.
There's some surprises on this endowment list. Biggest endowments in the country.
Oh, let's see. They got pictures? Oh, you're talking about money.
I wanted to
see somebody's fucking hog, dude.
Hogs, brother.
All right, give me a sec.
No, yeah, it's fine.
Look up those hogs.
Go ahead and read them.
The first couple, no surprise. Harvard, Yale, Stanford, Princeton, MIT, Penn. But then after that comes Texas A&M.
Oh, wow. Well, it's a big ag school, right? They get a lot of federal funding for ag research and shit.
Also,
so that
I
makes
think
sense.
Oil too, probably a lot.
Oh, that oil that. Money.
What is a couple of oil men in from Dallas?
Yeah, you don't know about oil unless you're from Texas. Boy.
What else you got?
Repute.
Notre Dame.
Yes, of course.
Michigan.
Yep.
Duke.
Yep.
Washington University in St. Louis, which is a really elite private school, but it's like D3 sports, so you never heard of it.
Yeah, I don't ever. I also don't ever want to hear about it again, Bob.
Ever.
Why did you have to slip one God, bullshit St. Louis
damn
school?
It, dude. It's fucking nuts,
God,
Bob.
What a fucking piece
Nobody
of shit.
Nobody knows what that is. I know what the University of Phoenix is, for Christ's sake. More say, than I do about that
are
school.
Are you going to say Villanova for fucking Delco, too?
No, Nova's not on here. Come on.
Fuck out of here.
Emory.
Yeah,
oh, in Atlanta,
yeah.
And then Vandy, UVA, and Cornell.
All of those make sense.
Well, Cornell is Ivy League.
Yes.
But
Vandy is the top school in the SEC academically.
UVA is kind of surprising, but it's one of the oldest schools in the country, right? I think Harvard.
It's one of the oldest state schools in the
Harvard,
country.
Harvard, Princeton. Yeah. I think Harvard, Princeton, Yale are the oldest.
Emory.
William and Mary was right after Harvard, I think, so it's in there too. But I think UVA is the first state school, I think.
Emory in Atlanta is impossible to get into, is one of the top law schools in the country.
Is it all black
very,
people?
Very, very expensive. No, it's not black.
Because I know five separate people that went to Emory and they're all black.
Really?
Maybe they just wanted to be in Atlanta, to be honest. Because it was all dudes I went to high school with and they went to law school at Emory.
Yeah,
like every one of them.
It's a big. You gotta have mixed races going. You gotta have different races going.
Yeah, but this
there,
was the 90s.
So.
That's
yeah,
not.
I know. That's when I was around. That's when it happened. We had there was a bill in the state of Georgia then about putting. Fuck, I forget what it was. What the name of the goddamn bill was.
Well, it was probably wrapped up in the fuck. Because what was it, 93 or 94 when the lottery thing passed and to fund state college for people and shit?
Yeah, it was right around there. But Emory is a very, very, very good law school. In Atlanta, but none of those surprised me on that list whatsoever. If you would have said Arizona State, then we got some
that would be
problems.
Hilarious.
A&M actually surprised me. I mean, it makes sense, but I wasn't expecting to see it.
Well, you know what would be best if Arizona State used their endowment is to get fake teddies for everybody.
Be great.
Like there shouldn't be one natural Ted on campus. Not one. Not even for
you
dudes.
Show
even
up.
The dudes get pec implants.
No.
Wait, pec what? And calf.
Why did A&M surprise you? They A have oil money, and B they also are sponsored by the Kingdom.
I guess they are sponsored by the Kingdom. Yeah.
The Kingdom, you mean of Saud?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Texas A&M is sponsored by Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, yeah, for their NIL and stuff, yeah.
We just don't give a shit anymore, do we?
I told you at the top of the show, I go, no. Let's it's just, all communists. I know everything,
well,
everything at this
they're
point.
They're terrorists.
Okay. But it's either communists, terrorists, like, they've got their hands, money, and everything, and it's impossible to separate it anymore. And, like, as much as you want to fight and protest these companies and everything else, there's nothing fucking left. I mean, nothing. The Chase one was Black Rifle Coffee. They tried to pull their Chase account during that Rittenhouse shit. But like, it's every fucking thing where you're just like, okay, cool. And then you decide how much damage it'll do to your brand versus what you're going to say. Like with us, full disclosure and fucking Hard AF Seltzer, because of that Bud Light thing on this quarter, everybody got together and said, dude, we're not selling any of this. They removed 18% of all Budweiser, Bud Light products off the shelves, and they're allowing new products, and which is how we were able to get into a ton of these grocery stores and stuff.
Well, we were also buying they were giving away Bud Light, like warm Bud Light at the front of all the convenience stores.
Yep.
All the Indian dudes got on the phone with each other like, hey, no, Mr. Bud Light.
Yep. We don't want the product anymore. Yeah. And then finally they had enough in sales and all that other shit. I think the same thing will happen with Columbia and then these other schools that you mentioned here. The ones who nipped it in the bud really quickly, like Texas, steamrolling those fucking kids, and Ohio State steamrolling those kids. Who else? What were the other ones?
Florida.
Florida.
SEC
Oh,
country.
By the way, that thing that we showed, that big projector screen on UCLA's campus.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, UCLA got way worse last night and today.
That a bunch of people texted me about it. I haven't seen it.
Yeah, I didn't follow it, but I'm pretty sure I heard someone say that the projector screen was the Daily Wire playing the October 7th terrorist attack footage. That would make sense.
Yeah, that would make sense. That's pretty funny.
Yeah, that would make sense.
By the way, I just want to jump, stick this in real quick as well. A&M has a campus in Qatar.
What? Like a college?
Yeah.
Is there a picture of it?
I'll check.
I told you.
Yeah. Wow, dude. Yeah, look, all of it is going to be bought, paid for. I don't know what the tennis tour is doing right now.
Well, you know, one of the things that's happened is Iran has announced that anybody that gets expelled from an American university for being pro Palestine, they will give a free tuition to you.
Really?
Yeah. So here's my here's what I got to say about that. If you're a blue hair, fat, queer, whatever the fuck you're calling yourself, sure. I think queer is the one they're using now on any of these campuses. Fucking go wild, get expelled, and then go to Iran.
Yeah,
go to Iran, fine, right? Get yourself an education at Tehran U. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And don't wear a fucking burqa and see what happens. See what fucking happens, you stupid bitch.
And I mean, Afghanistan right now is trying to bring back tourism. So if you want to go hang out with the Taliban.
Let's go, brother.
Actually, I think I might have some friends over there, actually.
You probably still do, right?
Yeah. We could go and as by a history show, yeah.
Bob, will you find that video of the Taliban on skates?
Well, here's the, show this one real quick. Show the picture. So is this real? This is A&M on...
This is A&M's Qatar campus.
Holy shit.
Well, I mean, if you're going to get...
Does it say Texas?
If you're going to get into the oil business, you can't stay in Texas. There's no oil here, right?
Well, they don't let you drill here.
Oh, just kidding. There's more oil in Texas than any place in the world.
They just don't let you drill.
Qatar is also where
Texas is drilling more than ever right now.
Qatar is also where the Hamas leaders stay.
Yeah, but only since 2012. It's only been 12 years.
Yeah, it's not even that long.
Yeah, and they also fund Hamas and, you know, whatever.
But you got to compete SEC, you know?
You sure do. Are they going to have a football team? It's Qatar A&M?
Soccer, probably.
I don't think the donors are going to like that. I don't think the boosters are going to like that a lot.
Donkey riding? Contest. I don't know what they fucking do over there.
Not sure.
Whatever it is, it's stupid. The Middle East is fucking pointless.
Beautiful building, though. Look at these guys.
It is too. Actually. I enjoy the architectural choices.
Yeah, they're really branding. They're really that, branding. It
fucking looks like a strip mall in fucking Tucson, man.
No, this is like is like ancient shit here. No, it's sure like a Syrian, Sumerian.
That's what everything in Tucson looks like. Have you been to Tucson? That's exactly what it looks like.
Beautiful place.
It's not, gorgeous.
It's a gorgeous state.
Gorgeous this time of year.
Brian Dean Wright, I know you live there. You're a good guy and all, but that place fucking sucks, dude. Just in case you're watching. Fucking Tucson.
Qatar?
Get out of there.
Or
no, Tucson. Yeah,
Tucson.
Qatar's probably nice, to be honest.
It is.
If you're white, because they treat us like royalty over
same
there.
Same with Dubai.
Same with UAE.
Anyways. You just can't be a gay.
A gaylord?
Yeah, you can't do it. They'll throw you off that fucking roof of that.
Yeah, thing. Well, speaking of gaylords.
Well, we got Josh Smith. Is that where you're going with this? Yeah, Josh Smith, our gaylord friend, who owns Montana Knife Company. Our next sponsor here, Montana Knife Company, was founded by the most experienced master bladesmiths in the world and current gaylord, Josh Smith.
With a huge dick.
Huge.
I mean, it's getting... I actually talked to him the other day. We were in North Carolina together, and he's having trouble walking now.
Is he?
Yeah.
Did they give him a crutch?
No, he's doing like that sand walk they do in Dune.
Okay.
Because his hog hangs so low, he has to fucking step around it, basically, every single time.
Yeah,
I'm like, what are you... You're worried about the fucking Lizan Al-Ghaib or some shit? What the fuck's going on here?
Maybe he clipped
it. No, man, dick's too big. I'm like, all right, I get it.
Maybe he clipped it and then rode it.
He could,
like a sandworm.
He could, for sure, yeah.
He's been making knives for 30 years, made in the USA, manufactured locally in Montana, designed, tested, and built by hunters. Montana Knife Company is a hunting knife company, first and foremost. Sharpest knives out of the box and the easiest knives to sharpen. Montana Knife Company is a young company and working hard to keep up with the demand. Montana knives sell out within minutes of being released, so head on over to MontanaKnifeCompany.com to see what's available now. What I'm told is all the knives are back in stock on the site right now. I've got the kitchen knives. I bought them for my wife.
They're
highly
not,
recommend them.
They're this not is, in stock right now. Yeah, this is Stone Goat.
Are they out?
Right here. I think the cut, what do you call it? Culinary knives are out still. But they have some other stuff coming soon. Keep your head up on that one. But they have, I like the mini goat. That's the one that Josh carries with him on the road. It's just like, it kind of looks like this, but it's maybe a third of the size.
Okay.
So instead of, they don't make a folding knife.
Yeah.
So it's pretty good for a pocket knife.
All right. That's dope, too. Yeah. So go to MontanaKnifeCompany.com. Use the promo code DB10 for 10% off your first order. You can grab a Blackfoot 2.0, Speed Goats, or a Stonewall Skinner.
Yeah. Bob, do you have... you've seen Dune, right?
Yeah.
Can you do the walk so people can see what we're talking about?
Yeah, sure.
This is how Josh has to walk around because his dick's so big.
Okay, I don't know the Dune walk.
Yeah.
You saw the movie.
It's like you make a little circle.
When he's walking the sand.
Oh, yeah. And then
you got to make you swing a circle out like that. That's otherwise, he's all tangled up down there.
Bob, that's really good, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, that's identical to the movie.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Is that Paul
and identical Trace? To Josh Smith as well.
Bob's got weird talents, man, that are amazing.
He's a theater guy, man.
The Dune Walk is very similar to the dance I used to get my wife soaking wet.
Yeah. That's what you do around the bed before you enter.
Oh my god, it's just a flood.
We need to bring that back. We need to bring back doing mating rituals.
Yeah.
Because like for human beings now, mating rituals are like, I don't know, accidentally dropping your ATM receipt on the ground or whatever. Mm-hmm. That shit's gay, man. We need to do something weird.
Yeah. Like, I call that dance the bog maker.
The bog maker?
Yeah.
Swamp. Get out of Mind Swamp.
Yeah.
Mind Swamp is actually the National Socialist version of Shrek.
Okay.
A lot of people don't know that.
And Mein Kampf is a different version.
That's a book. Mein Swamp is better, I think, personally. Yeah. Not to judge Hitler or nothing.
Speaking of getting soaking wet in the bedroom, Lady G's phone got hacked. Senator Lindsey Graham said Wednesday that the FBI took possession of his phone after someone attempted to trick the South Carolina repube into thinking he was communicating with Senate Majority Leader Charles E. Schumer. Mr. Graham revealed the potential hack in remarks at the Hill and Valley Forum in Capitol Hill, which is gathering on top tech and government officials meeting in Washington to discuss artificial intelligence security. Asked about spies targeting Silicon Valley and how AI labs should prepare themselves, Mr. Graham said people should be concerned and relayed his own brush with apparent hackers. He says, my phone is now in the hands of the FBI now. And so I get a message, I think, from Schumer, and it ain't from Schumer. And the next thing you know, my phone's, I don't know what, anything you can create apparently can be hacked. Sounds like just every old dude.
Here's where my brain immediately goes.
Oh, boy.
Right? Because Draymond Green's phone got hacked one time.
Sure did.
And he posted his fucking giant hog on the fucking internet on Twitter. I think it was actually on Instagram stories.
It was, yeah.
No, it was on Snapchat.
Oh, Snapchat. Okay. Right. I think I wouldn't, as much as I dislike the FBI, I've actually got friends at the FBI. They don't like it either. But as much as I dislike the FBI as an organization, I feel very bad for the person who has to go through his phone. Because you know it's nothing but fucking dudes getting railed all the time. Probably him.
Yeah.
Like, does Lindsey Graham seem like a top or a bottom to you?
Bottom.
Which means his old butthole is just getting drilled the fuck out all the time. Yeah. And there's nothing but that on this phone.
I bet it's just him sucking dicks or just people getting sucking
fucking
his dick.
Splayed out, dude. Just getting his fucking shit pushed in.
It's just lemon party.
Yeah, basically.
We definitely can't show that photo on on YouTube.
You don't think so? He's got a Jordan head.
No, because you can see the rest of his cock there.
Can you show Shaft? Why can't you show Shaft?
Can't show Shaft.
Girls show cleavage. Shaft.
That's basically neck. It's dick cleavage. Why would you not be able to show
if
that?
If you can show under boob, you should be able to show underhead.
Hey, guys, I'm with you.
We need to call the cops.
YouTube is not with us, though, okay? We're all in agreement.
Can we get the cops in here? Somebody call the cops, and we'll ask them what we can do.
Man, fuck fascism.
We'd have to call YouTube, dude. We'd have to call YouTube. Yeah, YouTube's been doing this bullshit for years. We were talking about hate speech earlier with that fucking bill. YouTube's been doing it for years.
Yeah, a bunch of fucking gay lords.
But yeah, I would love to show this photo. It's a great one. Are you impressed by Draymond's dick or not? I thought it would be bigger.
I would imagine it's probably like comparable to his body. So
yeah, he's 6'6". He's probably got a big guy. Good-sized dick on
him. It seems like there's some heft to this.
Yeah, I don't know how big that is, though. I really
think there's some. You think there's some weight to it?
Well, I mean, it's got a Jordan head on it. So.
I would like to weigh it.
Yeah,
because we talked about this the other day with Ian Crossland from Temple Shows on the show. We talk about conspiracy theories. I think that show is going out Sunday night, right?
It is, yeah.
So tune in for that one. It's a really good show. Really funny. We had a good time. Ian's a great dude. But we talked about how human beings measure things in time, even distance, right? Like, we say miles, but really what we're talking about is how long it takes to get there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Miles per hour, for example. That's how we measure things. So, I don't know, man. I feel like we should start measuring dick and weight. Like, if you've got a dick that's like a neutron star, You know what I mean? It's dense, girthy, meaty. That'll get the job done.
Was that a photo of a guy trying to suck his own dick bump?
I don't know what this was. It's a Reddit thread that says, who has a bigger cock, Draymond Green or Antonio Brown? And then, I don't know, maybe this is just some guy that's there for some reason.
Is he stretching?
That doesn't look like Antonio
Brown. It doesn't. So I don't know what the fuck this is about.
It's a pale man.
Yeah, that's a weird photo there, but I enjoy it.
I just look for
I enjoy cocks. Anybody trying to suck his own dick. You know,
you ever try?
Times are hard out there.
You ever try?
No,
I'm too tall. I don't enjoy it, but I do appreciate it.
Yeah, I've never tried to.
There's not a damn thing gay about it.
No, it sure isn't. It's your own body. It's your body, your choice.
What about a clone?
Oh, that's
perfect
not
replica of you.
Yeah.
If you fuck it, is that gay?
Nah.
Oh boy. Ah. Man, that's a tough one. Here's the thing. You wouldn't tell anybody because you're you. I'm really getting into this in my mind here. Because it's you, you're not telling anybody about it. So
what does that have to do with it being gay or not?
The clone.
You're the only person that's going to know that it's gay unless you tell everybody else what you did.
That part for sure, yeah. But it's like whether you tell somebody you did something gay or not, it's still gay. Or not gay, depending on whether it was actually gay. So stop fucking bitching around here and tell me if you would fuck your clone.
Yeah. I would not fuck my clone.
No, because clone is also not you.
Sure it is.
It's a replica.
It's a replica.
It also ages faster, so you don't have the same...
How do you know it ages faster? What you just made up some fucking sci-fi rules that we didn't all agree on.
No, clones. If you like clone your dog or if you clone sheep or whatever, they always die faster because they age faster.
I'm going to need some evidence of that.
I think the evidence is Barbara Streisand's dogs, and I'm not kidding on
this. Yeah, but there's no... If she's been doing this since the 70s, right?
Right.
People clone dogs by now, all the time.
The dog would fucking just like be born and immediately die.
I think
it's been 50 fucking years.
Bob, look this up. I think Barbara Streisand has she's had like 19.
I think it's like 19.
Yeah,
there's science behind this.
She's been doing it since the 70s. I'm actually seeing cloned animals don't age any faster than conventionally.
It's fucking stupid. Go back to Villanova, bitch.
No.
Boom.
Rob's a fucking moron.
I'm looking up the news. It's
the first thing he looked up.
Bob
and
is looking it up.
He's
dude.
On the Daily Stormer. It's like, ah, oh, clones are fine, man.
Yeah.
See, Kyle.
I think it's fine, dude.
I mean, the clones from Star Wars aged faster.
That's true, but that's because they were microwaving those bitches.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And let's not drag Star Wars into this.
No, let's do drag Star Wars
into this. Not that they don't deserve to be in it. All I'm saying is it's not really relevant.
Because Saturday is going to be May the 4th for all those fucks, you know?
Oh, yeah.
May the 4th be with you there. So, next up, sponsor-wise, we've got BioProteinTech.com. Promo code Drinking Bros is going to get you $30 off your order here. Guys, here's why your hormones suck. Most guys are focused on testosterone, but it's not even half the puzzle. In order to absorb testosterone optimally, you must have adequate growth hormone, specifically its end result growth factors. Unfortunately, growth hormone decreases every year after puberty, which may explain your poor performance at the gym or even your excess body fat. That's where BioPro Plus comes in. BioPro Plus gives you back those growth factors naturally, giving you HGH-like results with zero needles, zero side effects, and zero doctor's visits, all at a fraction of the cost of prescription treatments. BioProteinTech.com will get you hooked up. Or if you just want more information, click the link in our audio description or on our YouTube channel here. When you check out over there at bioproteintech.com, use that promo code Drinking Bros for $30 off. We've been taking this for a while now. Mm-hmm. Take it right before 9-9. It'll ship you like 30 little tiny vials. Boom, you pop it underneath your tongue. You're good to go. Great night's sleep. Helps you recover. And it's great for your skin, too. I've been using it for 6.5 months now at this point. I love it. We're big fans over here. Go to bioproteintech.com today. Promo code Drinking Bros gets you $30 off. Next up.
Wait, go to my Twitter right quick. This is.
What's going on?
We just live in the dumbest period in human history. It's getting fucking dumber. Look at this bitch. Pull up this end wokeness thread here. Can you read that off? to people?
Yeah, this is Judge Andrea Jarman in Seattle. She just dismissed all criminal trespass charges against half of the pro-Palestine activists who blocked I-5 for 4 hours.
You saw that, right?
Yeah.
Like I-5 in Seattle, which is the only way in and out of that goddamn city.
Mm-hmm.
They blocked it for 4 hours. Emergency vehicles couldn't get through, so on and so forth. Anyways.
Jarman sided with the defense attorney, suggesting it was wrong of State Patrol to recognize the suspects from social media. The blockade was on January 6, 2024. Andrea Jarman sided
with and this is the judge.
That the judge?
Find a still shot of her and freeze on it in there somewhere. There you go. That's the judge.
This is our January 6th.
Yeah, it really
is. Well, that's what Al Sharpton said, actually.
He actually said that today on Morning Joe.
And they were not thrilled about it.
No, they were not.
Shut that segment down pretty quickly. Yeah, this is put the picture
what
back
up
there.
What city is this?
This is Seattle.
Oh, this is where the judge is?
Where they elected a socialist mayor.
Yep.
Just like Boston, right? Two dum-dums. But this is a person. This is a human being who's allowed to become a judge, dressed like either somebody from the Star Wars cantina or Predator. This is Predator's grandma, right?
Yeah, we're all fucked here, by the way.
And so the ruling that she made, by the way, Bob, you can put it back on us. The ruling that she made was that cops identified and then arrested these people based on seeing them on social media. Public records.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm a cop, I can. This is completely fucked jurisprudence wise. Like, if I think you're up to something no good with real estate, I can go pull all your public records as a police officer right now and start an investigation on you. And there's nothing illegal about that. It's public fucking records. Social media is a public record if you have a public account.
Mm-hmm.
And she's saying that you can't identify criminals based on their social media now. Hey, like, they fucking take selfies of themselves blocking traffic, committing a felony, and they post the selfie on the goddamn internet as evidence, but you can't use that evidence to prosecute them. That's what we're saying now in Seattle. What the fuck?
This is going on everywhere. You're really shocked by everything today, which is confusing to me. We've got four fake trials for Trump right now. What are you surprised about the rest of this shit for?
What I'm surprised at is that people are just going about their daily business.
Now that's
and not
the only shocking thing to me out of all of this, like, is that nobody cares.
Yeah, like, to be honest, it's shocking to me that nobody walks down to this courthouse and beats the shit out of all these people.
No, this is today's world.
But people did try to do that, the Proud Boys, right? And they put them in jail for 20 years.
Yeah, dude, but this is what is going on in the world right now.
So buy ammo.
Yeah. None of this is shocking. This is where we're all headed. You're going to have judges like this all over the fucking country. You got, 9.5 million immigrants that came across the border. What the fuck do you think that is going to happen to them when they grow up, go to colleges and everything else? They're going to have these fucking jobs. Oh, no. All this other shit. It's all going to get worse. All of it.
Can't wait.
So therefore, like, I'm not surprised by any of it, but nobody's saying anything in fear of whatever's going to happen to their job or anything else. So, yeah, dude, this is a fucking another Thursday. Seeing a judge who looks like this is fucking nuts to me.
I think we don't have enough judges who dress like characters from television or film, right?
That'd be fun.
Like, maybe the next judge will have a Quato coming out of his chest.
I hope so.
Like, oh, sorry, that's just Quato. He's not a judge. I'm the judge.
Wait,
just to be clear, I want everybody to know, I'm the judge. Quato, not a judge. He's just hanging out.
Wait till you see a judge pull up. What's the Palestinian thing that's wrapped around their fucking heads?
Kafia?
Yeah. That's going to happen soon. I'll give it over under of 60 to 90 days, and you're going to see that in one of these courtrooms or a classroom or a professor wearing it or somebody in law enforcement or something like that. This is what's going to happen. This is where we are right now, and I don't really know why. I don't really understand any of it.
Cultural Marxism. A lot of people are talking about how, oh, this is like how Germany started, or this is how this started, but really it's the 1960s in China is what we're experiencing right now. Just radical Marxism making its way through both the business and culture worlds, and this is the result that you get, right? And then people start making decisions based on wacky fucking ideologies like climate change and shit. That's what happened in China. That's why 60 million people died, by the way. Bob's talked about it before, but Mao just didn't like sparrows or something, so he killed all of them.
Mm-hmm.
and then a famine ensued. That's going to happen to us, I promise you. And we've come close a couple of times. Like, even recently, we were energy independent under Trump, right? We were selling more oil than we ever had, as a matter of fact, I believe. And Biden reversed that in one day. It took him one day to do that. And look at where we were for a while, right? Not mm-hmm. just with gas prices, but all the things associated with that. Anything that gets delivered from one place to another, which is every product, right, went up in cost, plus inflation and all this other stuff. We're going to kill ourselves, is what I'm saying.
Yes, yeah, we are. And if you don't believe in, you know, America first, and you allow people like this to get a job as a judge, or even these fucking kids on campus, they should have just ripped them out of Columbia
mm-hmm.
the second that it happened and said, nope. Not here.
I mean, like, go to Morton Steakhouse and act like this. And they'll be like, hey, this doesn't happen at Morton Steakhouse. Yeah, I'm fucking serious. It's a ridiculous comparison. But the people who pay for all this stuff, the people who run these Ivy League schools, the people who invest in their endowments and all this other stuff, and the people who continue to give them money who are graduates, are they not, like, looking at this and be like, no, man, I don't, like, this is my place. Like, I don't know what goes on at Penn State, to be honest, because I don't give them money or anything like that. I don't care about that shit. But if you spend the kind of money it takes to go to an Ivy League school, most of those people end up giving money back to them. That's why they have these massive endowments and shit. Man, you got to think at some point you'd be like, you know what? Not my school. Fuck that.
Yeah, they did. So, I mean, look, a lot of them Ohio State's pulling done out. It. Yeah, a lot of them are pulling out. And a lot of these guys are pulling out. Ohio State fucking ran those kids over in like an hour. Columbus police don't fuck around up there. And unless you do that, and unless you go all in on America and America first and American ideals, this will continue to happen. It's only going to get worse. And then it'll happen to your fucking weird small town, because after all these cities are ruined, then they'll come to yours because that's the only one left.
It's a fucking plague.
And it's sweeping the nation right now. And it sucks. And again, like fucking politics and shit. Nobody's even talking about the trials for... We've never even tried a president in the history of our country. Not once.
We didn't try a president who, we've had a lot of presidents do some bad things.
Yeah.
Like kill 3 million Indians on a trail, for example.
Yeah.
That wasn't great. We've had the Alien and Sedition Act under John Adams. That was really bad. It's like there's been a lot of things. What's that dick's name that led up to Lincoln?
Buchanan,
yeah. That should have been that guy should have been fired into the ocean. We never done anything close to this. So yeah, it's all kind of unraveling now.
We would have with Nixon.
But what happened?
Yeah, but Nixon didn't even commit a crime.
Yeah. He would
technically. Like he lied about stuff. That's not good. But I don't think bugging an office like that in that area is even a crime. It's a one-party consent state, I believe.
Yeah, but right now you've got four criminal trials going on against a former president who is the candidate for the Republican Party for an election that is happening in 6 months.
Well,
6 months from today.
The good news is, law enforcement is doing their job, just to be clear. It's the fucking judges and DAs that refuse to do their job. But there's one case where it appears as though everyone's doing the right thing.
Is this his next one?
Mm-hmm.
Fried chicken battery? A 20-year-old man is behind bars charged with launching a fried chicken... What's that word? Fusillade? I don't know what that
hold
is.
On.
Pull it up if we can see it. A fried chicken fusillade? Now I've got to know
fusillade?
What it is.
Fusillade, yeah.
Yeah, what is that?
Now
I got to get a picture of it.
Like a volley of shots.
Yeah.
Or what do they call it from a battleship?
Salvo.
Christ. Salvo. Yeah. Yeah.
Read the definition of this.
It's a series fusillade of shots. Fusillade is a volley of shots. Fire.
It's like the word that the French, I believe, used to describe their old school style fighting with muskets, where they all stood in line and fire a volley. A volley would be a fusillade.
Okay, that's a wild phrase here.
No, it's just French, right?
Yeah, I guess. But with fried chicken, he threw it at his sister during a domestic clash in the Florida residence they share. Of course, it's Florida. Yes. According to investigators, the poultry pelting occurred Sunday afternoon in the Clearwater home of Kanye Medley and his sibling. During a verbal altercation, Medley grabbed a bag of Church's chicken from his sister and began throwing pieces of the chicken at her. One piece of the fried chicken hit the victim in the back and left debris of food on her shoulders. Is this the guy? Is this the fucking picture of the guy, Bob?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
By the way, he's not eligible for our Red Lobster trip.
Oh,
just
my
to be clear.
God,
I don't care if
dude.
He signs up for the Bro Box or not.
Are you fucking kidding me? Oh, boy.
I can't tell if this is a black thing or a Florida thing or both.
Both. It's both. As soon as I read Churches, I was like, well, these are definitely going to be black people. After being read his rights, Medley reportedly admitted throwing two pieces of chicken, one of which did hit her. The motive of the chicken winging? Well, Medley stated he did this because he had not eaten and he did not want the piece of chicken the victim offered him, so he became upset.
Oh, I get it, dude. Sometimes when I'm hungies,
yeah,
and you hand me food, mm-hmm. I'll throw it right on the ground. Did he just admit to being a fucking child? That's like the behavior of a 2-year-old.
Well, what if he probably didn't want like a thigh, like, right? He wanted a breast.
I want white meat, bitch.
That is a big deal, dude, in the black community.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
It's a big deal to me.
I thought black people were mostly into... The black people I grew up with, I grew up in a black neighborhood, was they liked the dark meat.
Well, here's the thing.
For the most part. But it could be a southern thing, too, because it's juicier and shit.
Yeah, but if you get a bucket of Churches or a bucket of KFC, we'll go around the horn here. Do you go drumstick first, or do you go breast?
When if I were to go to KFC, I would get, like, 4 chicken breasts, and that would be what I ate from there.
So, Bob?
Breasts.
It just has the most meat on it. I don't care.
Yeah, like, most meat and thus most, skin, whatever.
Yeah, yeah. But I also will eat rotisserie and I'll eat the whole damn thing.
Okay. Delco?
KFC bucket, I'll go for the biggest piece, whatever that is.
So yeah, it's the breast, yeah. Sure, yeah. So for me, here's the rules, because I get it. I'm usually starving. Bucket would go into the car. There was one right next to my place in Los Angeles. The easiest grab, drumstick for the way home.
Mm.
Obviously, chuck it out the window when I'm done with it and just leave the bone for a homeless person.
Oh, you don't stab anybody?
No, just right out the window.
Because you can snap those in half and stab somebody with it.
Allegedly, I've heard that. Well, I have not tried.
This guy probably knows. Put him back up there.
Yeah, he sure does.
Look, he knows. He stabbed somebody with chicken before.
Now, if I'm at home and I have got the breast or the drumstick and somebody just gives me a drumstick versus the breast, I'm going to be fucking starving. I'm going to be pissed off about it. So I understand his anger.
Well, I mean, I guess if there was only 2 pieces, but he threw 2 pieces at her and only 1 hit her, right? So she gave him 2 pieces of something.
It was 2. I guarantee you she gave him 2 fucking drumsticks, and then he said, fuck you, and chucked him back at her.
Can you really get arrested for throwing a piece of chicken at your sister?
We've done...
No, like, no matter how old you are.
So we
have an adult sister. She's 40, I think. And if I threw chicken at her and she called the cops, I would beat her ass.
We did a story in Ross Patterson Revolution where a man hit his wife with slices of pizza, slapped her across the face with him. Yeah.
Yeah.
So he was arrested.
That's ridiculous. Like, there's got to be some gray area here that we can operate in domestic violence-wise. By the way, have you ever heard of OCDDV?
Uh-uh.
It's where you can only hit your wife at 3s.
No.
It's because I just made it up. But you guys can take that one.
Are you willing then to say an open food fight should not be considered domestic violence?
It depends on what it is, right? I mean, if you're throwing melons at somebody, that could probably do some damage. But if it's cooked chicken, how much damage can you even do with that?
Yeah, I was asked holy to shit. Leave a food fight for throwing Campbell's cans.
Yeah, that'll do it. Yeah.
Well, you were throwing it in the can?
Look, man, I was there to win.
Bro.
You
can't do that.
You got to pop the top a little bit and start slinging, man.
Can't do that. You're the reason why we go to concerts and sporting events, and they have to open up all the fucking cans, even though you want to take it full back to your seat so you don't knock it over.
Actually, if anybody back there is responsible, it's definitely the guy from Delco.
Oh, yeah.
They don't throw shit in St. Louis.
Yeah. They were throwing car batteries on the fucking field
at Santa Claus
back in the day.
No.
They threw fucking batteries at Santa Claus.
No, it was snowballs, but... He was a shitty Santa. He was a skinny Santa. He was in a blue suit.
Well, how do you know he wasn't on Ozempic or had AIDS?
And that was my grandfather. And my father threw batteries at Jimmy Johnson.
Okay.
Well, that is fine. That's the enemy.
And then did you throw batteries at J.D. Drew?
No, we had to up the ante. No, I only threw a beer at a man who climbed a pole, a fellow Philly fan, okay, during a parade.
Here's all you need to know about Philly. They had to get rid of the $1.50 hot dogs because people kept throwing them onto the field.
Well, at $1.50. No,
basically free.
Yeah.
No, they're $1.
And instead of eating it, they threw it onto the goddamn field.
Dollar dog.
Or at each other. Actually, it wasn't just onto the field. It was, as a matter of fact, I think it was mostly at other Phillies fans.
I have friends from Philly, and they told me, since I'm a Braves fan, they were telling me about it. They were like, yeah, man, dollar dog night. There was this chick in the upper deck section wearing Braves shit, and everyone just went to the concession stand, loaded up with
mustard, ketchup.
10 hot dogs person, mustard, ketchup, went back, yeah, and just started pelting the fuck out of her.
I don't see anything wrong with that.
Boy.
Lots of salt.
Yeah.
I also have a friend who is a Cardinals fan who went to a game in Philadelphia, and she was punched in the face by a Phillies fan. Though, to be fair, he was trying to punch her boyfriend and missed.
Okay.
Yeah, that happens sometimes.
That's Philly. That's Philly for you.
Yeah, but it's not L.A. You don't get stabbed.
Or San Francisco is where the guy got beat to death.
No,
right?
No, it was a Giants fan in L.A.
Oh, that's right.
It's always the Dodger
fans. He ended up dying later.
Go to drinkingbros.com. We've got a new shirt, and it's on brand for all everything we're talking about right now.
Okay.
Go to new stuff. See right there, the black one?
What is that one?
Unregistered sex offender.
Boom, right there. That's wear that out in public.
It's kind of like when they say, are you an alcoholic? And you reply, well, I don't go to meetings or nothing. Unregistered sex offender. Buy it now.
It means you might be registered at some point, but right now you're unregistered. As far as the rest of this case go, because here's where shit gets interesting with this fucking guy. Pull up the black guy again. Despite his hangry defense, Medley was arrested for domestic battery, misdemeanor. So he was booked into the county jail, which you see this photo right here that Bob has up. So this is this Medley guy, 230 pounds, was also arrested earlier this year for allegedly biting and strangling his sister.
I'm sorry. This is a 20-year-old and his adult sister. This sounds like a 3 and a 4-year-old.
Yes.
I think we need to get these people checked out.
I don't know what's going on. So he was biting and strangling his sister and then slammed a door on her arm. And then struck her with a piece of wooden decor. Now, I don't know what the wooden decor was that he struck her with, but I'd also like to see that.
Yeah, I'd like to see that.
And the evidence as well. The state attorney subsequently declined to pursue felony and misdemeanor counts after Medley's sister declared that she did not wish to see her brother prosecuted. So at the end of the day, he chucked the chicken at her, and nothing's going to happen to this guy. Other than, quick night in the pokey there for one of them. Good for this whole family here. And if you're looking at them, yeah, dude, this is something 3 and 4-year-olds do.
I mean, not grown throwing adults. Throwing chicken, throwing wood or like some kind of like molding from around the bottom of the. It doesn't say.
Doesn't say.
But throwing like small household objects, chicken, and then biting her. That's the behavior of a 4-year-old.
Sure is.
So maybe he's 4.
Maybe he is.
Maybe he identifies as 4.
Maybe he identifies as 4. We don't know. Now's the point in the show. We get to the Drinker Bro of the Week. Who's back there at the bar? I can barely see him there. Yep. Do you want to come up, sir? He can't come up.
Well, there's another group.
Yeah,
back there
there is. Okay.
Yeah.
Who's allowed to come up? There was a couple guys that said, I can't come up because of work. Yeah.
Come on, this way.
Come on up. Boom. Look at that. While you're moseying on up here, want to give a shout out to Ryan Mills here in the great state of Texas. Says he's opened up some new accounts here. Grain and Grape in Kerrville, Texas. He's got Hard AF Seltzer, Sunrise Superstore in Houston, Hopscotch and Vinery in Odessa, Texas, Texas Beverage and Package in Amarillo. Amarillo, yeah. There we go, Ross. Fiesta Foods, also in Amarillo. Downtown Cantina in Weatherford, Texas. And then HEB's in Lubbock, Texas, and Elgin. In Atlanta, we're at the Toco Giant Package, Capital City Wine and Spirits, and then all the Total Wines are stocked up in Atlanta if you're there. What's your name, sir?
Andrew.
Andrew, welcome to the show.
Nice to meet you.
How are you, man?
Good, man. First time in Texas. So.
Is it really?
This is the farthest I've ever traveled.
No shit.
No, I live in Nevada, but I'm from Oxnard. which, oh, hi.
Yeah, dude.
So I was talking to Joel back there about
you sure were you two dirtbags, dude.
Dirtbags, yes.
Look at you guys.
805.
Dude. Fuck.
Yes, sir.
Big fan of the beer 805, though.
Yes. I was going to try to talk to your wife, Jessie, about, I thought her family owned.
Is she here?
No, she already dipped out.
Yeah.
But I thought her family owned Made West out there.
No.
No, she doesn't. Okay.
Are you talking about the weed distillery?
No, it's a brewery.
Oh, no, no, no. Her mom owned a weed dispensary. Oh,
okay.
For a little bit. And dad just loves to drink. He goes to Topo.
Yes, I think I've tried that.
Yeah.
In Ventura.
Yep. Yes. That's it. That's okay. It. The place is great.
Yeah. Great beer.
And they got a sweet food truck out there with great pizza and stuff. So
yeah. So
shout out to Topo.
Exactly.
Tell everybody your name.
Andrew Cordova.
And who would you like to give Drinker Bro of the Week to?
My dad. He's my day one homie. So
that's awesome.
Yeah. So he raised me from the beginning, single dad. So
well, and why is this your furthest trip?
Hate fucking flying.
Ah, gotcha.
Hate flying.
So did you drive here from?
No, we flew.
But oh, you
I
did.
Was shit faced on the plane with my buddy out there.
Oh no shit.
Yeah.
You guys got fucking trashed.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Sometimes that's the only way to get through it.
Just a know? Bunch of cranberry vodka throughout the flight. It's about six of them. Shout out to Southwest.
Yes. What's up, Southwest? Cheers, brother.
Yes, sir.
Who else is back there? Come on up there, sir. There's a huge man back there walking around. Oh, he can't cut you. That's the guy that can't come on? And I know the other guy can't come on. Okay. Are we keeping it at one? I know a lot of people have real jobs back there. And they're like, bro, I can't fucking do this bullshit today. I love it. And he specifically said it to me right when we walked in today. He's like, bro, I cannot do this fucking show today. I'm not supposed to be here. And that's fine. Everybody's welcome to come in and drink Hard AF Seltzer and watch the show all day long. That was a fucking hard no by the other guy. He's like, nah, bro, no. He's killed people. My guy's definitely killed people at some point. We appreciate you tuning in, kids. Go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star. You can walk away. For D'Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is Drinking Bros Fake News. Good night, everyone.